that we must decide on. And their petitions for rulemaking changes pursuant to RCW 3405330. First one we'll take up is the Nacelle River petition. So, Steve Fiesfeld, are you there?
Good morning,
Madam Chair. Help us walk through this.
Yes, be happy to. The petition that we have received is to open the area below the hatchery at the Nacelle River. It's a distance of about 1.4 miles. This area has historically had some disorderly fisheries, the usual snagging, trespassing, littering, etc. The Nacelle hatchery has traditionally had a large run of hatchery fish returning there, and these kinds of issues are common with our hatchery programs in those areas. We have had that area closed since 1988 to deal with this disorderly fishery in that area. It is closed from July 1st through October 15th, specifically to address these issues of the disorderly fishery. That area does reopen to salmon fishing around October 16th. That's a time when the river flows increase and those fish are not as vulnerable to the disorderly activities that would occur there. And that provides some access for recreational opportunity on those fish returning to the hatchery. Generally, our salmon regulations are delegated to the director to deal with through the North of Falcon process. We've recently received a petition from a local citizen who would like to see that area reopened to provide opportunity for recreational access to those harvestable hatchery products. The petition has about 40 signatures, a handful of which are actually landowners in that particular stretch of river that is currently closed. The petition indicates to us that the supporters are trying to organize and asking us to reconsider that area to be opened. Our forecast this year suggests about 4,000 hatchery Chinook and 33,000 hatchery coho are going to return to that facility. However, we also have issues with our natural origin Chinook in that system, and those conservation issues have led us to take management actions in fisheries both in the river and outside in the bay to protect those natural origin Chinook. So while this proposal would potentially increase access to the hatchery stocks, it could put further pressure on the natural origin stock of Chinook, which, as I indicated, we are already trying to protect with management actions. Additionally, it would require increased enforcement presence to maintain some order to that area. So the policy issue we are bringing to the commission, pursuant to RCW 3405330, should the commission A, deny the petition in writing, stating the reasons for the denial, specifically addressing the concerns raised by the petitioner, and where appropriate, the alternative means by which it will address the concerns raised by the petitioner, or B, initiate rulemaking proceedings. Our public involvement, this petition was received by the agency. There has not been any public discussion other than at our Willapa Bay Advisory Group to this date. The petition is to open this area beginning August 1st. The action that we are requesting is that you deny the petition for immediate rulemaking action, because we propose to address this request during the 2014 North of Falcon process. Can I answer any questions?
Okay. Thanks, Steve. I wasn't sure you were finished. Thank you. Good presentation. Commissioners, do you have any questions for Steve?
Madam Chair, this is Commissioner Smitten.
Go ahead, Commissioner Schmidt.
Thank you, Steve. That was a helpful summary. I did have a question. Of the 40 citizens, there's an indicator that some of them are landowners. Those that signed, have they given any indication that they would be allowing their property to be used by the public to fish?
I've not been given that indication. The petition does not indicate that. I suspect that as a lot of these private parcels in areas with heavy fishing, that it would not be open access. Some of them might have a general open access, but I think most of them, it's going to be, you know, friends, relatives have sought permission to hunt or to fish on those areas.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Madam Chair, this is Commissioner Carpenter.
Go ahead, Commissioner Carpenter.
Yeah, hey, Steve, what is the abundant status of the natural Chinook run in that system?
The natural origin escapement has been in the ballpark. I'm shooting from the hip here, Commissioner Carpenter. About 3,000 down to about 700 for spawners. It's been on a decline in the last 4 years.
And you attribute that decline, I guess, to some degree to poaching, or is there other issues involved?
No, I would attribute it more to our changes that we've been trying to accomplish with hatchery reform in that system. We have recently started mass marking those fish. Our first returns on the mass marking was 2010. So some of our previously counted fish that we thought were natural origin, we can't verify that they were because they weren't clipped. Now, since 2010, we've been seeing clipped returns, and we've been able to track that population. And we've also cut back on Chinook hatchery production there.
Okay. That last question, you want to defer this to the upcoming North of Falcon, and what is your strategy for that? Do you have a strategy at this point, or are you going to develop one along the way?
No, our strategy would be to thoroughly vet the proposal, the petition, at our advisor meeting next Friday, and then at our North of Falcon public workshop down in Raymond. The date of that escapes me off the top of my head, and see if we could come to some consensus amongst our constituents as to which direction to go.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for the presentation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam
Thank
Chair,
you.
Commissioner Smitten.
Go ahead, Commissioner Smitten.
A follow-up. First, I appreciate Commissioner Carpenter, because I had a question about how the public could participate if we deferred this to the North of Falcon process, and Steve answered that well. I want to go back, though, to natural origin Chinook, and I think Steve said they've been declining the last 4 years. My question specifically, are we meeting our escapement goals?
We are not at this time.
Thank you.
Okay. Good questions. Anyone else have any questions or comments? We are ready to entertain a motion. Someone like to make a motion?
Madam Chair, Commissioner Smitten.
Commissioner Smitten, go ahead.
Chair, just note that I'd make this motion so it gets before us, and I would like to discuss the motion. But, Chair, I move to deny the petition to initiate immediate rulemaking opening in opening the section in the Sail River from Highway 4 Bridge upstream to the concrete diversion structure at Nacelle Hatchery August 1st, and direct the department staff to address this rule during the 2014 North of Falcon regulation process.
Thank you. The motion's been made. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Was that Commissioner Mencken?
Yes, ma'am.
The motion's been made and seconded by Commissioner Mencken to deny the petition to initiate immediate rulemaking opening the section of the Nassau River from the Highway 4 bridge upstream to the concrete diversion structure at Nassau Hatchery, August 1st, and direct department staff to address this rule during the 2014 North of Falcon regulation process. Okay, now we're ready for discussion. Any comments?
Madam Chair, Commissioner Smitten.
Go ahead, Commissioner Smitten.
Chair and commissioners, as this was presented to us, there was quite a bit of focus on the previous disorderly conduct of the fishery, and I really focused on two other elements. That's an important element, but my issues were conservation and enforcement, and I was very concerned that we're not making our statement on natural origin Chinook in the Nassau. It's unclear if we have the enforcement capability of ensuring that this fishery would be orderly and protect our wild stocks. So I think that I strongly urge that you support this motion to deny and get more of the public comment on the issue through the North of Falcon process. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks. Very well stated. Anyone else have any comments to make during this discussion?
Madam Chair, this is Commissioner Carpenter. I support the comments by Commissioner Smith as well.
Thank you. Anyone else? Well, I do as well. I think that one of the inherent challenges of the petition process is that we don't often hear all sides of the story when we're just reviewing a petition submitted by a citizen. In this case, that petition was supported by a number of names on a petition. But I've also gotten conflicting information about the views of some of the people who signed on to this petition. So we really don't know all the ramifications. I don't think we should be initiating rulemaking just as a response to all petitions, mainly because it is an expensive process to engage in. And if we have an alternative, such as North of Falcon process, we will get the public comments we need and then develop a solution that takes into consideration the views of all and obviously is in keeping with our mission to conserve above all else. So I support the motion as stated. Any other comments? Okay, hearing none, we'll have the vote. All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Motion carries.